Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Matini. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show. Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe. I'm one of your hosts, Iggy Garcia.
I am two of your hosts, Mark Matheny.
And together we are three.
I'm two fishes.
He's two fishes and I'm one panda.
Yeah. So there's six of us here. It's very crowded today.
Yes. Good thing I eat bamboo. So good morning, Mark. How are
you,
sir?
Got lots of fiber, I hear.
Yeah. Still don't know how it gets so big.
Need to put more leaves in your diet.
There we go. So what's up?
I'm good. How art thou? I know you're busy preparing for a big event you have.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to roll off or fly off to Peru. I leave Thursday morning, and I shall return when the spirits call me back. Most likely the 7th.
Most likely the 7th.
Yeah, that is the destination. I'm sure by that time I'll probably be like, gotta get home.
Want my own bed.
Yeah, you know, just like, I need my bed. Yeah, that's usually what happens when you go on a long trip like that.
Yeah.
You start appreciating the things that you leave behind, and the people, the friends, the food. Well, maybe not the food, but no one really cooks for me. Not missing anything there. But I will definitely miss, you know, you miss your family, your friends.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's nothing weird happens here when I'm gone. Like someone transitioning and you're freaking top of the peak of a mountain. Oh, yeah, guess what? This person passed away.
Right.
Can't come, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
That's happened before. That's from it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm being chased by a jaguar right now. Yeah. I'll have to get back with you.
Yeah, jaguar's been kind of going around in my mind lately. I don't know why. Jaguar energy, so I need to kind of look into that a little bit.
Yeah, we'll have to.
The jaguar energy is pretty strong. I have it in my file here on my phone that I created a medicine wheel not too long ago. And jaguar is, I believe it's the west door, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, jaguar is the west door. It's grizzly bear. It's water and extraction, so... Definitely going to have a lot of water, definitely going to have extraction, and definitely going to see a jaguar. I'm pretty doubt I'm going to see a grizzly bear in Peru, but
right,
you never know.
You can extract your friends, you can extract your jaguars, but you can't.
Well, we'll be extracting
your friends' jaguars.
Doing the ayahuasca ceremony, that's an extraction. So that's going to be intense for me.
Yeah, I've heard interesting stories.
I'll be like,
that.
Oh my God! I see Mark everywhere.
Oh, God.
And his eyes are green. What is it, Mark? What are you trying to tell me?
Timmy fell in the well.
What is it, boy? Yeah, so, of course, the show starts like this every week when we're on. And you think we took a break last week. You think we'd come back down to earth, but I guess not. So.
No.
But tomorrow we have a show, too.
There'll be no normalness at all.
We have
yes.
Adriana shows tomorrow.
The Lion's Lair.
You and her will be doing a co-host show. And I'll call in. I guess we have a secret guest calling in, too, I believe.
Do we?
Yeah. Someone from the government is calling in. So.
You know, I think I get good listenership out of Langley, so...
Yeah, we'll figure.
So we'll,
that should be an interesting scenario how that all works out.
So yes, I think we will be talking about aliens, Men in Black,
mm-hmm.
government and alien associations, and a few other topics. Charles Hope.
So Adriana, if you're listening, we actually have a caller calling in who will keep his voice secret. It'll be synthesized, and, you know, he can't really tell us his name. So he'll be able to share all of those crazy things that you are wanting to know.
secret.
We just call him.
Secret special guest.
We just call him Tiny Hamster, Giant Monster.
Call him Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith. All right. So what's been going on in your neck of the woods, Mark? I haven't really seen you for about a week or so.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
It's been about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I've been doing. Lots of gardening. Lots and lots and lots of gardening.
Sounds like you're not used to gardening.
not to this level.
Not this level.
I've been an apartment dweller most of my life.
Cool, cool.
But my girlfriend has bought a house in the previous swampland known as Hilliard, Ohio.
Okay.
And so the landscape is a little rough there. Mm-hmm. So there's been lots and lots of... She's got a deal on the house, so...
That's good.
But the yard needed lots. Yeah.
Okay, that's
the
good.
Yard looks pretty awful.
Yeah. But trying to level it up.
We have worked hard to make a tremendous transformation, and it is now looking like a very lush greenery thing. We'll have to have all you guys over for a little cookout or something.
Yeah,
once
that'd be
she
awesome.
Feels. She's a Libra, so we have to wait till she's comfortable with how the appearance of the of the yard is.
Make sure her nest is proper.
Right, because that's a Libra concern.
Yeah.
But
Well, no, I get it. I totally understand.
But it's looking much improved. So, and we went and we've done a few things. We went to Greenlawn Cemetery and took some photos a week or so ago. Went and lined up I have a sponsor for me for the Doodah Parade.
No sponsor. No.
I'll be working with the Ohio House Rabbit Rescue on North High Street.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah. I've passed it 100 times because it's in between my house and where my sister lives.
Oh, okay.
So I've gone by there a million times, but they're not open they're not like open all the time. Finally... was able to make it over there when they were open, and I spent about 45 minutes over there on Sunday. Very nice people run that. They've got lots of...
So people just abandon rabbits? Is that what
it's, yeah, rabbits that are, like, obviously domesticated that people will find out in the woods. Like,
oh, really?
Not. I mean, they can tell they're not wild rabbits. It's ones that obviously set loose.
Oh, they escaped, maybe?
Yeah.
Mostly they left.
Or have escaped... or ones that people have turned over.
Some orange
could
rabbit.
Could no longer. There's one called a lion's head rabbit. There's one species. They're really cool looking. There's a picture on my Facebook page somewhere.
So what caused you to look into that? I mean, did you see this? Or because you were driving by?
I drive by the place all the time. And
okay.
You know, being my...
So you weren't sure if it was legit or what?
Well, it's just...
A front for drugs or something?
I could never... Yes, they smuggle the drugs in the rabbits. No. No, they take very good care of the rabbits there. And they've got about 30 of them in there now. And they only adopt them out to... You know, you have a set of criteria.
So restaurants are out.
Right, restaurants are out. Restaurants are out. You have to... Or people that are just going to let them run loose outside. You have to have a pet. Because these are... They treat them as pets, as members of your family.
Sure.
And so they want to make sure that they're not putting them in harm's way at any point.
So how do they sustain themselves?
I think they get... they take donations and they had... I know they were saving up to buy the building that they're in, but they have some T-shirts. I bought a T-shirt from them to help support them, and I'll be wearing that in the Doodah Parade. And that's actually, that T-shirt is my Facebook profile picture.
I thought you
could
have, like, little rabbits on leashes and stuff.
Oh.
They wouldn't make it.
If it wasn't, yeah, it might be too far of a walk for that.
Cruelty to animals.
Right. So I'd always just meant to stop at, like, I have to stop and take a picture with my rabbit mask on.
Did you stop in that? You went with a mask on?
Well, I went. I outside, I had the woman who, yeah.
Oh, did you walk in?
Yeah, I went in there. No. I did not walk in with them. Okay. I went in and talked to the woman.
Hey, I need to be adopted.
Right.
I need a home. I
right,
could like you do that.
think I need to be any creepier. I actually had the woman. We talked for a while, and they gave me a tour of the rabbit cages and stuff. And they were, I was like, "Hey, doodah parade, da da da. We have a drum circle, and we march in it. And I have a radio show, Mark the Rabbit Hole, yada yada yada."
That's perfect. This was my idea.
And I know Mary and some of the other people are working on some.
You should do a little commercial for them.
I was at least going to give them a plug. I was thinking of doing a
hip-hop
commercial.
Hip-hop if you went to a rabbit.
Right.
Or just say, hey, visit my friends down at the, what's it called?
Ohio House Rabbit Rescue. And I hope I didn't screw
Ohio
that up.
House Rescue.
Ohio House Rabbit Rescue.
That'd make my name so long.
Let me see.
Ohio.
Where I should have this.
For those of you who wonder what Mark's doing, he's looking up the name that I asked a question about.
As soon as this loads.
He has a sponsor for.
Yeah, so I also, my creepy rabbit mask kind of died, so I'm. I am working on acquiring a new rabbit mask, and this one I will attempt to make a little less. Apparently, some people found the last one kind of creepy.
At least it's not that awkward moment between birth and death. So
right, right.
Rocket mask. So. You could have gave it to someone personal. Kind of have there was a movie like that. What was it called?
Yeah.
Donnie Darko. Donnie Darko.
About a guy seeing a. There was also another one. Oh, Ohio House Rabbit Rescue.
Yeah.
The shirt says, "Think outside the cage."
Yeah. Well, it's kind of sad that people would do that. I didn't really think. I know people like flush goldfish down the toilet and stuff. It's an epidemic, though. When college students leave campus, there's so many dogs and cats that are left behind inside of apartments. It's really, really, really sad.
I have to say, out of all the things that I like, of all the things that I dislike in our society, I'd have to say the way we treat animals has got to be right there at the top. Because, I mean, I take that shit serious.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, if I have a pet or what, I don't, you know, you just hear people make comments, oh, I'd shoot that dog or I'd get rid of that cat. Or it's like, them's feuding words with me. You bet. If I've taken something into my home to rescue it or whatnot, then that animal is under my protection as long as I can give it.
True. Yeah, animals, you know, they don't have the same. They don't think like we do. They think. They do their thing, but, you know, you put them out in the woods. He's just going to take off and do what he does. But, you know, I think of all the poison plants and stuff they'd start to eat, you know.
Right.
And, you know, how many little rabbits have been lost like that?
There's so many there's so many coyotes around Columbus now. And, I mean, in the city, I don't mean driving.
Right.
There was one right here in Hillier the other day.
I think one.
Like right off.
Just through here sometimes.
27. I had one run across. In front of my car a couple years ago on North Broadway, close to High Street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right there for like the
where
the river is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all through there. They make their little burrows through there.
Mm-hmm. And so, and there was a big population over there by the Ohio School for the Deaf. There off Morse.
People say that a lot. Back there too, so.
Mm-hmm. Had an abundant amount of wildlife in it. My sister was over there, and she has deer come to her back porch.
They're ballsy.
Yeah.
What's the food, man?
Large ones, yeah. Yeah.
Where's the food? 1 second. Deer in my yard. So what's going on in the astrological world? In the universe. I know people have had really hard time.
Yes.
I've heard people just struggling.
Yes.
I've had my moments where I'm kind of like just going through these weird, you call them, I guess, transits. That's what you call them, right?
Yeah.
transitions, I guess. So I just find myself not being able to move through things that I'm able to move through pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
But then I find myself moving through things that were hard also.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. So there is a give and take about mm-hmm. that. But decision making has been really hard.
Right.
Like making a decision. Usually I'm pretty like square on it and move forward, and whatever the consequences was, I'll face it when I get there. You know?
Yeah, that is... I've received many teary and panicked phone mm-hmm. calls from many different people over the last mm-hmm. week and a half. So yeah, so we just came out, we just had, came out of a Mercury retrograde mm-hmm. and we're through that now, but the other piece of that was kind of missing through some of the astrology posts I was seeing was also Neptune was square to Mercury, and they both made a station, which means they changed direction, slowed down and changed direction. Mm-hmm. So their energy was more powerful. So I saw numerous people complaining that this Mercury retrograde was more powerful than normal, and that's because it was, because there was other stuff mixed into this.
Yeah.
So Mercury and Neptune rule the two right side of your brain. So there's been kind of a battle internally for a lot of people, and this has been coming up in a lot of the phone calls and stuff messages I've been getting from people. And it's very foggy and cloudy right now as far as being able to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've personally been trying to put off any big decisions right now until I don't like making decisions when I feel angry or fearful or panicked. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I go back and look, and I don't, and I would assume most people are like this. We probably don't make our best decisions when we're in a disoriented or fearful or panic state. That's probably not when we use our best judgment, I have found.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes you got to make snap decisions, but if there's...
I know, it's been kind of...
Yeah, if there's stuff you can hold off on. So, two, we've had three planets in Gemini up until recently. So that kind of speeds up. In medical astrology, Gemini rules the central nervous system.
Okay.
So this has kind of been, I'm seeing a lot of this restlessness from people too. This like sleeping is just like, sleeping is really hard for, right. I mean, I just looked on my Facebook wall and it's like, oh, 4 a.m. I'm up.
Yeah.
Couldn't get to sleep. Woke up early. I'm having a horrible time, you know, relaxing enough to lay down and sleep for a little while, you know. It's like our minds are just like going a million miles an hour. And then the Neptune station, Neptune is our imagination and our subconscious and our dream life. So it's like it's all this stuff that doesn't get processed by our frontal lobe. So we have all these things bothering us in the background or things that are unresolved, and this seems to be coming out
mm-hmm.
now. And so this is, I mean, I've been feeling like my energy is really good for like 2 or 3 days, and then like on the 3rd or 4th day, I'm just like, I'm really agitated and upset and disturbed, like I'm processing some big things. I'm getting similar feedback from a lot of people
mm-hmm.
to where they, you know, they feel pretty good and energetic and stuff for a couple of days. But then it's like we have these bumps where like this unprocessed stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, childlike stuff. I mean, I've had a few days lately where it's like, you know what, I'm just not an adult today. I'm not going to get involved in any arguments, or I feel very childish and, you know, angry about stupid stuff. And mm-hmm. it's like, you know, but in a way we've got to honor that stuff, because that probably means that we're digging out something really deep and dark that needs to come to light or needs worked at. I just try not to, when I know that I'm processing something or I have something weird going on energetically, I try not to, I don't want to impose that on other people, because I know that what I'm going through is some wound or something that I'm dealing with.
Right.
and other people have enough stuff going on that I don't want to throw my energy onto somebody else where they've done nothing wrong or nothing, but I know that I'm, you know, in a funky state because I'm processing something that I've dug up that was buried for a while. So I just try to figure out what's going on and why, you know, why am I mad at this person? Why am I upset today? Why do I not feel happy today? Or what about that comment upset me or made me sad? Or, you know, so I just try to process that stuff and kind of see what the lesson is out of it and not get a whole bunch of other people involved into something because they're like, you know, what the hell was wrong with him?
Yeah.
What was he pissed off for? I didn't do anything, you know? And it's like, no, you didn't do anything to upset. Just sometimes people are processing stuff.
Sure. So how do you move through it? What do you do to move through that process, knowing that you're triggered and bothered by somebody? Everybody has their little techniques, and some people don't have any techniques, so they just kind of ride the storm. But do you do anything specific? Anything?
I mean, you know, what I used to do is try to just zone out and avoid it and whatnot. But now I realize that's why I would never solve things. So I got to the point where it's like instead of, you know, it's our natural tendency to run away from big scary stuff or things that we're afraid of. And then it's like, but, you know, I found that instead a lot of our fears and stuff, I think, and our, you know, anger that comes out and distorted reactions, it's, you know, stuff that a lot of it just somewhere goes back to fear is the main trigger. So I really look at, okay, I try to sit there with my fear for a minute and not just run away from it or what now, you know. I just try to be quiet for a little bit and it's like, okay, what is, you know, I try to identify what is this feeling? What am I feeling? Mm-hmm. Is this anger? Is it rage? Is it fear? Is it jealousy? You know, what is it? And then I'm like, okay, why am I feeling this? And what happened that brought this up? And I'm like, okay, do I really need, you know, is there really a reason to feel jealous of this person? Or is there really a reason to be mad at this person? Or is there really, so I try to, instead of running away from it, I try, and believe me, I'm not perfect at this by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure.
but I worked at it, so. But it's, yeah, I try to step into the fear. I try to walk into it instead of running away from it. So I'm like, okay, is this just some past conditioning? Or does this just remind me of some, you know, trauma from my childhood or some past life thing? Or, you know, is there really a reason for me to feel threatened? Or is there really a reason for me to feel angry? Or is there really a reason to, you know, have a kind of ridiculous reaction to this thing?
Maybe in those moments, it's okay to feel that, you know, to just say, hey, you know what, I'm feeling like this, I can't help it. You know, we all kind of go through that. There's no one's immune from that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just how long you stay in that energy. And you know, I always find that people have a hard time getting out of situations or moving through things because they just don't know how.
Right.
I mean, so many times we say, hey, just get over it, just do this and do that. But, you know, it's easy to throw words around and just say, just do this or do that. You know, I mean, God, I don't know how much advice I didn't ask for. But
right.
But, you know, everybody just seems to, and I've tried different ways, different techniques that people have taught me. But then eventually you learn because you start to feel like crap. You start to, when you start owning other people's stuff, you start to, you know, need to clean off, you know, spiritual enema. You got to clear that stuff off, man. Clear it out. Flush it.
And that is a conversation that has come up several times recently with different people. And they feel like, you know, they almost feel like they're possessed or something for a short time. It's like, you know, where did that energy come from? Where did that response come from? And it is just like, we are at a time in our history right now where we're needing to clear and process a lot of things as we're shifting, you know, vibrations. And it's like a lot of people don't know how to clear their energy and don't. And I realize now that I'm certainly no master at it, and I'm not preaching to anybody now, but I see that a year ago or 2 years ago, I was aware of stuff, but I had no idea of how to, you know, clear myself of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was talking with our friend Cindy Riggs, who's actually going to be on my show Friday.
Nice.
We swapped services about a month ago, and we were kind of talking about that, and it's like, you know, I just kind of, you know, smudging, saging is great to kind of clear your area, clear your space, charge up your crystals, whatever, you know, meditate, walking into the fear instead of away from it, because, you know, things, I won't get on a rant about our government, but of course I will. Who am I kidding? But that's kind of how, you know, we have these shadowy, oh, ISIS is going to get us, the terrorists, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, a constant stream of throwing boogeymen out there at you. But, you know, we do it to ourselves, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm afraid of this person, you know, this person's going to steal my boyfriend or girlfriend, or this person's going to take my job, or this person's going to, you know, and it's like, you know, we kind of throw our energy around a lot sometimes. And so, again, I try to walk into the fear instead of running away from it. I try to clear my energy. And I even envision this is going to sound really nuts. So I kind of have like this giant white dragon that I envision.
Okay.
It's kind of a cross between a dragon and an angel. And it had just popped into my head one day. So I try to send my energy out. And I kind of envision this white dragon of light that comes out of me, and it casts off any attachments, any negative energy, any kind of hoodoo voodoo that anybody's put on me or whatever.
Sure.
I just kind of envision that like bursting out of me and just kind of like sending light out of me and casting off any kind of negative energy or attachments or anything that are on me. Because as I've started paying attention to this stuff, you know, people have said, you know, oh, I can see you have some attachments on you, or some, you know, spirits hanging. And it's like, you know what I do? I'd noticed it before. It's like, I feel weird, like something, like there's something else with me or something else on me. So I've learned to try and cast that stuff off or expel any negative energy or energy attachments that are on me so that I'm not. Because then we tend to, you know, somebody may have projected something onto me, and then I may go, if I carry it around, then I may go project it onto you. You know, darn you, Iggy Garcia, you know, and it's like,
that's right, what's up?
Right, right, then I'll be like, oh my God, where the hell did that come from?
No, folks, he is not drunk or high. He's just ranting here.
But that's.
I have a white bird, so it's not like anything crazy.
Right.
Kind of like you have your white dragon.
That's the guy that talked about the white dragon on the radio. He's crazy. But I do. I need visual references too. Mm-hmm. I need visual things to kind of picture. And, you know, just like with, you know, your chakras and stuff, you just kind of envision the beam of white light coming out of your head.
A girl
in
a bikini on a beach with a talking horse.
much better visualization than a white dragon.
No, I watched that commercial for the first time. My family, the first thing that comes out of their mouth, Dad, are you sure you didn't write that commercial? Like, if I did, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Right, I'd be cashing my royalties.
So let's take a little quick break and come back and see if we have any callers. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. That's 646-595-3440. This is Lunchtime Wisdom. Maybe we should just call it Lunchtime Cafe.
Right. Let's just call it lunch.
Lunch. Yeah. So we'll be right back. Hang on tight, guys.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe, it's Mark and Iggy, and we are back. So we were kind of talking a little bit about how to deal with your emotions, how to do, you know, how to move through it. You know how I am about this, is when people tell people to do something, and then they kind of give their own reference, that I find that people sometimes, I'm repeating what I'm saying here, but they just don't know how to do it. You know, it's kind of like, it's like when they give you a jigsaw puzzle, oh, just put it together. You know, at first you're like, whoa, it's very, very overwhelming. And little pieces, you start to look for pieces that match, mm-hmm. colors and different things. So it could be, no matter what it is, it's going to be a process. You know, however you're doing, however you're moving through it. The advantage to being, to having a spiritual event in your, and how to move through the spiritual parts of your part, is that you can move quicker than the jigsaw puzzle. You know, jigsaw puzzle is very physical, very 3D. You have to kind of go chick, chick, chin until things feel right. But I think in the spiritual aspect of things, you can actually flow faster and quicker. That's why spontaneous healing, things like that are very, you hear a lot about it, people healing just out of miracles. The question is, were you ever really sick? You know, you have to ask yourself, were you really, truly sick at any given time? Or was it just parts of you that were sick? We like to throw into the mix that it's all of us. You know, well, I can report for myself that it's never all of me. It's parts of me that feel certain ways. And there's parts of me that experience things a certain way. And then there's another part of me that, like, feels it the other way. So I don't ever think I'm truly 100% feeling one way or the other. I think it's, there's just pieces and parts. It's kind of like they say when people tell you something, or it's half truths.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not sure about the other half themselves. You know, they're telling you something, but they're not quite sure. But yet, they're sure. At the same time, it's kind of like a paradox. So, I don't know. Humans, we had a conversation last night. Being human was, for me, it's a pretty cool thing. I enjoy being human. I have nothing against being human. I don't necessarily strive more to be in the light and be ascended or whatever you want to call that, you know, and float off into a cloud and go, oh, look at me, I'm up here. I have enough of those moments.
Right, right. Yeah, that was a really good show last night. I caught the first half live, mm-hmm. and listened to the rest when I got home last night. But yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm more comfortable now in my physical body than I ever have been. But overall, I've never really been very comfortable in my body.
Sure, I get that.
And so it makes it difficult. But it's very trying at times. And, like, yeah, part of last night you guys were talking about, like, spiritual hierarchies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. There is. There's a lot of people that want to, you know, come across as spiritual masters and all this stuff and everything. And it's like, yeah, I don't. I may know a lot of stuff about certain things, but I'm not any smarter than anybody else out there. I've just I'm just kind of naturally weird, so I've probably energetically experimented in different ways than other people. I always travel the path less traveled.
Mm-hmm.
So I maybe have information that other people don't have that I like to share, but in no way do I have everything figured out. And I get as much, you know, I had a great astrologer on my show last Friday, and we talked about, you know, I do a reading for somebody. I often get as much back as I give.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you have that play with the person, the give and take, and you know, I get lots of information when I give a reading.
I mean, all healing is self-healing. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one can really heal anybody except when you put your faith in somebody that's going to be able to work you through the process. You know, I think sometimes human beings, we kind of give ourselves away, give our power away.
Oh, absolutely.
So we can have some kind of moment or awakening and to feel something that we can't necessarily obtain. It's like living vicariously through somebody else for a short period of time. You know, feeling that energy, that God energy, that love energy. But we all have it. So I'm going to take this caller here and see where they're at and what they're thinking about, what's on their mind.
Maybe
and,
it's the white dragon.
It could be. Hi, welcome to the show. You have anything you want to share about our topic that we've been talking about?
Well, I have a question about can fear keep you from things happening? Like, my son has a trip to India planned.
Mm-hmm.
He got $10,000 to do this,
mm-hmm.
and everything is not working out. It's like every plan that he makes is, you know, there's a problem with the visa, there's a problem with this, there's a problem with that, and he's striving really hard to do what he's supposed to do with mm-hmm. the money that he's received to do this, but I don't know whether he should take this as a sign that he shouldn't be going or that it's just his fear that's holding him back or what. How do you tell?
Well, I'll give you my take and then Mark will give you his. I'm going to Peru here in a couple of days, and I've been having these same things. I've had money transfers and stuff wouldn't go through. The bank was put my money in somebody else's account. So here are these messages in my head. I'm going, is this a message from spirit? What's going on? It could be that just these things are happening. You know, we have to also look at the realistic side of things that, you know, maybe these are just things that are just happening in the world we live in. But there could be signs here. Yeah, absolutely. There could be some, but you have to look further beyond the signs. So what's that mean if you're not going and things aren't moving according to your plans? But why does it have to be your plans? Spirit has laid a foundation, has led a path for your son to see how he's going to respond while he's in India. If everything's easy and smooth going, you know, well, that's great, but, you know, life isn't like that. Life is one of those things where we have to be able to adjust quickly, fast, and be on our toes. We got to be kind of a little bit fly. You got to be like a fly. Someone's coming at you with a swatter. You're either going to get swatted or you're going to move from the space. So I don't feel energetically anything's necessarily wrong with your son's trip. I just think that these are just things that are testing his. Maybe they're testing you more than him. I kind of feel that energetically this is testing you more than this. I think he's more flexible and sees things a little bit like, well, it'll be okay, Mom. It'll all work out. I can feel that kind of energy coming from him.
Uh-huh.
But a mom's energy is always going to be very guarded, a very lioness type energy where she wants to make sure that, you know, her baby cub is going to be okay, you know.
Yeah.
Many, 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 many miles away. My suggestion to you is to send good energy, good vibrations, prayers, love. Encourage him to be prepared for anything, to be ready. Where's the U.S. Embassy there, you know? Get him ready. Get him with the most practical things, too. Don't just let him go, you know. Let him know where he can get contact, resources, you know, how he can reach you if he has to. You know, because sometimes our first journeys are our most difficult, but it could be almost learn. We can learn a lot from them, too. And, Mark, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to listen to your intuition. But sometimes, too, I think we will have delays in things when, you know, to help us focus our energy and make sure that we feel strongly about doing something. So sometimes when there are delays or distractions, it's to help us focus our energy. And I kind of feel when, you know, when I'm at home and I can't find my car keys and I'm running late and, you know, that kind of stuff, that it's to maybe keep me out of a situation at a certain time or to keep me from avoiding an accident. So I just have to believe that when there's delays and stuff, I just trust that, hey, this is to put me in the right place at the right time, and that, you know, if there really is danger for me, then I, you know, just have faith that spirit or whatever will intervene at the right time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Just let me add too, real quick. Nothing is going smooth. The energies out there right now astrologically are so cattywampus that nothing is going smoothly for anyone right now from where I sit and from the messages and phone calls I'm getting.
Yeah.
So don't necessarily think that that's just a bad message from the universe that your son shouldn't go. It's just that's the energy right now is it's wobbly. At
okay.
best.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay,
you're
sweetie,
welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's cool. That's good. Her mom's making sure everything is okay. I think part of her wants to go, too.
Yeah. Right,
personally,
right.
I kind of picked up on that. But
fear's a funny thing. That's kind of always something like the, you know, meditating or, you know, just being, I mean, I'm not a person who can sit on the floor and meditate. I can't sit there Indian style on the floor and meditate. It doesn't work for me.
Toilet?
Right. No. No. Bathtub, shower.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, even for me, it's just, you know, turn off all the electronics, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever, light the incense, candles,
sure.
sage, whatever. Essential oils work good for me. I'm very susceptible is not the right word, but that's the word I'm going to use because that's the word I can think of right now. You know, that kind of stuff that can help me kind of get out of my body for a few minutes when I need to.
Sure.
As if I don't already sound crazy enough today.
Your white dragon.
Right. So I can talk to my inner white dragon.
I'll be a Peru. I want to see a white dragon. Oh, I got to get a white dragon llama.
It's Mark following me. Because there may not be stalking laws in Peru, right? But it is, it's all kind of going back to, I mean, because it's really just a couple base emotions, and, you know, really everything goes back to fear or love.
Yeah.
Everything, anger, hate people of another color, because they're afraid they're going to take over, afraid they're not going to know what they're going to do. Why do we hate? Why is there?
Because we created stereotypes.
Right.
We created stereotypes
right.
of how other cultures and other people are compared to our stereotype of how we see ourselves.
Right.
You know? I can't speak for white America because I'm not white. I'm Hispanic.
Right,
so,
right.
But I do live in a white, more prominent white culture than I do more any other ethnic group.
Right.
Even more than Hispanic culture. But we create these stereotypes. We create these barriers. They're barriers. We create because everything's very historical too. How we see things, you know, blacks were slaves and whites were the owners, and you know, for a lot of people today, maybe not so much. It's changed a lot, but you know, there was a hierarchy there. We talked the hierarchy
mm-hmm.
thing. You know, it's the caste system. You know, it's we're better than you type thing, and that gets passed down genetically also. That just doesn't happen. There's a lot that science doesn't understand yet about why we are the people we are today and how we function. And so when we walk down an alley and we see a black person crossing the street, a lot of people get freaked out by it. I know because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me, it doesn't bother me. I don't care, you know, because I'm a thug, you know.
Right.
But, you know, there are people who cross the street. My God, I'm in my car, getting out of my car, and they cross the street in my neighborhood. They're like, oh, my God, you know.
Right.
They don't even want to talk, you know.
Right.
Let alone have fear. You talk about fear.
Right.
To have a say, even say hello to somebody.
Right.
Or have an interaction with someone. But that's kind of where we're at because we've been trained that way. Our schools have trained us that way. Our TVs train us that way, you know. the computer trains us this way. I mean, half the kids today are walking down the street, looking at their phones and typing. Uh-huh. I don't know how they make it across the street without getting hit by a car.
Oh.
But they did.
I know. I know.
But you're right. Fear. Fear is one of those things that it's real, you know? And then, you know, what they said, there's an old saying, says it's false evidence appearing real.
False evidence appearing mm-hmm. real, yes. Yeah. That's a really good one.
So
that's it. And it is, because, you know, the media likes to dramatize certain things mm-hmm. and whatnot. But, you know, every day there's people of one color being killed by people of every other color.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And all, and it, so it's like, you know, I even say, I could, you know, I can even see sometimes in the astrology community where there'll be prejudice against, I don't like people of this sign, or, you know, there's a million reasons to not like somebody or to be afraid of somebody.
Really, it's about
and
us.
To you, right, right.
It's really about us, how we see the world, and how everybody, and then we align ourselves with people that see similar aspects of the world that we do, you know. Right. So it's, there is no out there. The illusion is that the problem's out there. No, the problem's within us. If we see issues, we see problems, well, we can actually solve them too, but we create all that we see, you know, all the snares, all the situations. Oh no, but I was molested. Oh no, I was punked, you know. Well, you know, granted that you were molested, granted that happened to you, you know, whatever. I'm talking about myself here.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's still my world.
Mm-hmm.
I can be empowered by my world, or I can be crippled by my world.
Right. You can continue to live out those tapes or those patterns.
Absolutely.
Or you can say, okay, I understand what I was supposed to learn from these events or this pattern.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. I'm going to wrap that up, put it in a box, and then I'm going to go learn different. I'm going to go experience different things.
So the question is, how long you want to hold on to something that is fearful? How long you want to hold on to something that's very detrimental to you? How long it needs to be a crutch for you?
Mm-hmm.
My crutch isn't your crutch. My fears aren't your fears.
Mm-hmm.
We can have fearful moments where we share fearful things, but I think a lot of us don't move through things because out of comfort, out of it's convenient. And even fear can be convenient. I don't want to do that because I lost a lot of money last time.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just didn't invest. If you would have invested one more dollar, you might have made it, you know?
Right,
you know,
right. You bought 29 lottery tickets,
yeah.
And scratch-offs, and yeah. the 30th one would have hit. Right?
Yeah, and the guy right next to you buys it.
Right.
He scratches, oh, that guy won $100,000.
Right.
And you're going, what the heck?
Right.
Hopefully you won at least 1,000 back, but...
Right.
But, you know, fear... But it all stems back to love, because, you know, when you think about it, the true creation of everything that is today is love, so... Creator is love. So even fear is part of is an association of love that stems from that, because you create the opposite of it, you know, fear, anger, you know, all the things.
Right, right.
But it's still love because it comes from source. Everything that we have today is from source, period.
Right.
It doesn't
right,
matter.
Right.
Good, bad, evil, you know, the books on my shelf, you know, everything comes from source. So everything comes from one central point. There is no, like, secondary, you know,
right.
route, you know, the devil. I don't believe in the devil, personally. I don't feel that's what it's about. I think the devilish moments that we have about ourselves and how we see the world and how the world responds to things, that's one thing. There are people who will disagree with me. There's people who believe that there's this dude sitting in the flames coming with his pitchfork, and he's going to shit you in the ass with it,
right.
You know, and he whispers in your ear. But you know what? That's real for them. So they create that scenario, they create that environment, they create that story, you know. That's, for me, is the excuse, the use, why you did something, and why you were able to justify your wrongs to meet your means, you know. The same way with people who are Christian, you know, just think about the church when it went across the seas and they just slaughtered all kinds of Native Americans. They justified it, well, God wanted it that way, because these are heathens and they can't speak our language. They can't communicate, so they must not be from where we're from. There's a lot of atrocities that man has done, you know, over the centuries to other men and women and
mm-hmm.
children and animals and everything because of the word you say. It's fear, because of conquer, because of control, because of power, greed. And let me see, there was something I was thinking real quick. The Pope mentioned something the other day that even people who molest children are good Christians. A lot of people would disagree with that. I don't necessarily agree with that statement. I mean, because if you're a good Christian, you wouldn't be molesting children, you know, in my opinion. Right. But
agree.
You have this system, you have this hierarchy that protects itself.
Yeah, right.
So the Catholic Church protects its members, and its members are its priests, you know. And if I had to guess, the only reason they say statements like that is because they're all doing the same shit. I'm not saying all priests do that, but, you know, the majority, you know, unfortunately, there's something going on when you can't disclose things, you know.
Right.
It's like our government. It's a government. The Vatican is a government.
Right.
No one's born in the Vatican that I know of.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
closed doors.
Right. I mean, I would... as far as the Pope statement there...
Oh, I was...
That's...
Dude, I just threw me back. I was just like... Have you read that statement?
I have
okay,
not.
Okay.
I need to go. But I mean, I can see what he's saying on one level, that, you know, everyone is God's child and we should love even those sinners. And, you know, I understand the theme there, but I just... what's the intelligence of saying that? When you work for an organization that has been caught hiding child molesters, let's just call it exact what it is. Is that really the most intelligent thing to say? I mean, that would be like, you know, Dick Cheney getting up and saying, you know, all military contractors are not thugs that kill citizens, and that, you know, we should, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, zero credibility saying something like that when you come from an organization who's one of the biggest offenders of.
Yeah. Well, you know, but, you know, you know what they don't say, what bothers me is they never say, we're sorry to the victims. I never hear, like in that statement.
Right.
There was no sorry. It was more, oh, our priests, you know, don't hurt them. Don't condemn them. Because they're just people too. Well, what about all the little people that you hurt along the way?
Right.
Know? Or even adults, you know.
Right.
When you're in a position of power, you have to know that you're in a position of power. You have to be able to say and respect and honor that position. But there's people who take advantage of it and abuse it. And it just blows my mind. I can't even think about it sometimes, going, wow. Then they get up in church and preach to everybody. And I'm not knocking the church, because this happens to a lot of other groups too, and other church groups. Not just the Catholic Church. It's an epidemic in schools. It's an epidemic all over, you know. But the problem is we put so much, and here's the problem, I think, personally, is that we put so much taboo on sex.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is a taboo. We
mm-hmm.
don't talk about sex in America.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely. You know, you can't joke about sex, because then it's sexual harassment.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to harass somebody. You're not allowed to harass somebody. I don't think you should do that. I agree with that. But everything has its place to talk about certain things. So I think what happens is we don't teach our kids about sex, what it means to have sex, what it means to be with another person, you know, to make love to another person, to kiss another human being, you know. A lot of us had to learn by ourselves. You know, I don't really truly remember my dad ever saying, oh, yeah, you know, one day you're going to get married, blah, blah, blah. And you know what?
Same here.
You're going to touch her, she's going to touch you, and you guys are going to feel really hot. No one ever told me that.
Right.
We had sex education class in school, in our Catholic school, and there was parents that wouldn't allow it. So you had to sign a letter but we were there in class, and it was, that's where I learned one of my first introductions to sex, you know, and stuff. But I was the guy who was always asking a lot of questions.
Right, right.
I was like, get this guy out of class.
So how would one approach a woman if...
No,
right now I know.
They showed a picture. They showed a picture of a hermaphrodite person,
right,
who had a female vagina and male parts. And so I'm going, so can she impregnate herself? I mean, that was a question I asked. That was a legitimate question. Now, I didn't know. God, it was,
right.
What, 13, 14? And he's that can't happen. It's like, that'd be kind of interesting when it just kept going on. It's like,
is it anatomically correct to tell someone to go F themselves?
But, you know, that's kind of how my mind was when I was a kid. I was a teenage
right.
kid, you know. I've never seen that. been damaged ever since.
Yeah, I went to a very teeny small Christian school from 6th grade to 9th grade. I know it's very, very evident from listening to me talk.
if we offended anybody, we apologize now.
Yeah.
Parts of me.
To me, yeah, right. You can send me the hate mail today. yeah, so it is. I never got the talk or whatnot. I mean, you had to kind of figure stuff out. And one of my most hated sayings in all the English language is, you should never discuss politics and religion. No, I think that's two of the things you should discuss the most, because when you don't discuss or have discourse or discourse, then that's how... I don't really know what my political beliefs are, but my whole family's been Republicans, or my whole family's been Democrats, or, you know, and it's just, I think real danger is following belief systems or things that you don't really know anything about just because you're indoctrinated towards certain. I'm sorry, if you take our history book from when we were in school, 90% of that shit ain't true. I'm sorry. 90%. They have found that.
But there's 10% there is, right?
Right, there's probably 10% that is. But 90% of that stuff is very biased, or, you know, it is not an objective view of history.
So the question is, do we believe the 90% or the 10%? You know?
Oh.
If the wrong. We believe the wrong. It's like the Confederate flag situation.
Right.
You know, that flag didn't come around until, what, the 40s, I think, they said. I was watching the news there. I thought, you know, most people probably think it was around during the Revolution, during the Civil War, you know? But I'm not sure. I'd have to do a little research on that before I make that statement. But you know, we are in America, and we have kind of said, hey, you know what? We're united. So why do we have two flags? You know, some people would disagree with me, but I'd have to say, you know, that's like me waving my Peruvian flag at everybody. Hey, look at me, I'm Peruvian. Most people would probably say, well, go back to Peru, you know?
Right. Yeah. I don't know when... I know. It seems that the Confederate flag came out around the Civil War, is what
I'll look into
you
that.
Would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would think. But the news makes it sound like it wasn't. But I don't know. I have to check on that. I think the meaning behind it is what... I think that the hate that has been created behind it is what freaks people out.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of charge there.
Right. Right, I see your point. I mean, you know, Texas is the one that's always talking about
seceding
from the Union and stuff. But even they fly the American flag first over the state of Texas flag, and you know, I'm not even sure. You know, what is a flag really, anyways? What is a flag?
For me, I'll just give you my version of what a flag is. A flag is, for me, is a symbol to represent a group of people who say, hey, we're American, or North American. We're actually United States of America. We're not America.
Right.
That's something that needs to be corrected.
Right.
Number one, too, because there is North America, South America, Central America.
And we're not even all of North America.
Yeah, exactly. So... But we like to call ourselves Americans because it makes it easier.
Right.
I think the flag, historically the flag represents the historical nation that was created. You know, different colors represent, and the stars represent, you know, different things, and the way things are patterned on there. So a flag is just a symbol, I think, to say that we are who we are. So when you see it, it conjures up an image of what America looks like to people, or what it's supposed to be. You know, symbols of freedom, symbols of... For everybody's different. For some people, some people don't care about the flag. They just pee on it, burn it, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't matter. But for me, the flag is a symbol of your favorite word, hope. an opportunity. You know, something that is bigger than me. Something that if I go there, I'm able to do something that I'm not able to do in my country. And I don't know that for a fact, but, you know, that's the images that are conjured up in my mind. It's a place that you can do. You can try to do something. You might be able to make it. And I love my country. This is where I'm at now. You know, I honor it, I respect it, because it allows me to do this show. It allows me to speak my mind without, you know, hurting other people and saying things that, you know, I feel they're important to share. Am I always right? No. I'm not here to be right. I'm just here to share what goes through my little head.
Right.
But that's what the flag means to me, that I'm able to do the things that I do today. Is it free? Nothing's free. Many people have died for the things that we hold close to our heart, and we, you know, the things, the freedoms, the roads, the drives. And they pay with their lives because they believe too, something, mm-hmm. in something. I don't know what they believed, but I just know they were human beings, and they needed money, they needed work, and they needed to do something that was different with their lives, and they bought into the system too, like we all do. And sometimes when you're in, you find out that it's not as prestigious as it looks from the outside. But once you're in, you have to stay in, you have to be committed. That's America to me, be able to do what I do today. A lot of people died. A lot of people died for us to be where we're at today. So those of you who complain and sulk and cry and bitch, well, you know, you have that ability to do that because other people died.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the ability to make it better than what it is today if you just get out of your own way. And I think that's what happens. We get in our own way. America to be number one in everything if they wanted to. Is it okay? Do we strive to be number one? I mean, is it important to be number one? I don't think it's important to be number one, because in some countries being number two is better than number one anyhow. Because
right.
Once you go to number one, you get knocked off. You go down to two.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But I think that the melting pot scenario of America is huge. I mean, the reason we are America is because of all the diversity that has come together. All the different cultures, all the different ethnic groups, you know, blacks, white, Hispanics, Irish, Jewish, you know. We're America because of all of these people, not America just because of white, Caucasian, you know, or English or European, you know, British people coming across with their boats and the pilgrims. No, that's not America. America is what is today. America's mm-hmm. history of the past is over. That's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank
mm-hmm.
you very much. But you know what? Thank you for creating this as a penal colony and bringing over all the rebel rousers.
Right.
Well, you got what you wanted, and, you know, here we are. You know, Iggy's here today because some Irish guy fought on the streets to, you know, bring his family.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next group came, and then the next group. Now the Somalians are here. Now that you have the Iraqis coming. You have all these different ethnic groups coming. And that's what America's about. America is the land that provides something that they doesn't provide, you can't get somewhere else. It defies all norms. It defies everything that you can imagine. Hate it, love it, that's up to you. I mean, I can't tell you what to do there, but you know what? I love America. You know, I'm glad that I had to struggle to become an American citizen. It wasn't easy. You know, for me to become an American citizen, I had to be deported first. A lot of people don't know my history. I came on TWA as a little kid, and we extended our stay. We were fortunate that, you know, the system, you know, changed along the way. It was easier to be an illegal alien back then and to live here and go to school. You can't be an illegal alien now and go to school. You just can't. It's impossible. You know, you kids are being deported who are born here with their parents. And you're deporting American citizens regardless. But you could probably come back since you were born here. But that's my patriotic July 4th, since I won't be here.
Well, I mean, Sunday was Father's Day. Mm-hmm. My dad fought in the Korean War. He was in the Navy. And
my dad fought in Vietnam.
I had a grandfather that was killed by a sniper on Iwo Jima.
Hmm.
During World War II.
Wow. During Iwo Jima.
So I mean, it is. There was, you know, everything is kind of a continuing process. There was a lot of, from the pilgrims that first came here to the Native Americans that were mm-hmm. already living here before the pilgrims came here.
Yeah.
And to, you know, hey, my family left Scotland and France and England because of religious persecution.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's we all got here for different reasons.
That's true.
And it's to, you know, where is Peru? Is Peru in South America?
Mm-hmm.
So, in reality, people in Peru can say they're Americans.
Sure, I always said that.
Just as much as
yeah,
every country in North and South America.
That's right.
Makes you, I mean, it's not, we don't say, I'm proud to be a North American. You know?
It just doesn't have the same ring.
Right.
It puts us with the Canadians. You know,
right. Actually, right. And everyone from Canada and everyone from Mexico can get up and say, I'm American, just as much as we can.
That's right. They can. According to the map.
Right. So it is. It's all kind of which way you cut and slice the divisions and stuff. But it is. It's, you know, they try to teach us fear of all these other people from other countries moving in and fear of different skin colors and these people are terrorists.
You're right, Mark.
And you can, hey, you know what? I can find a million reasons to dislike some. That's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to find some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that person's a Somalian Gemini. I mean, you know, Syria, you know, Somalian Gemini Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you, I mean, there's so many ways you could say, but it's a lot more factual to look at people as human beings. And, you know, I mean, I know people from Iraq and stuff, and I don't think of them as, oh, man, I hope they're not one of the bad Iraqi people or whatever. It's like, you know, as far as I look at it, wars are between governments.
Yeah.
People just have to kind of go along with it. I've never seen a farmer in Iowa, you know, start a war with another country.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
you're right.
If that happened, you know, it's not going to be some guy that owns a little shop in the Ukraine is not going to go, I don't like those Americans. I'm going to bomb them. You know, no, it's not. It's going to war between governments. As far as I'm concerned, all the average, you know, the working people,
mm-hmm.
the people who are not part of the government, to me, I have as much in common as the normal everyday person in Somalia or Iraq
mm-hmm.
or Israel or Turkey or any other place. I have more in common with them than I do with the politicians in my country. Because I don't make $200 million a year.
No.
I don't get to... I don't get... Here, I'm going to take... Have I made a cheap shot today?
No.
Can I make... Here, I'm going to throw my cheap shot for today.
All right.
I don't get to fast-track free trade agreements at 3 a.m. in the morning so that they don't hit the local news cycle.
Yeah.
I don't get to do... There's my cheap shot. So I don't get to... I feel that, you know, the average person in the Ukraine or in Iran or wherever, they, for the most part, they probably want to get up and have coffee or tea,
yes.
Go work, do their job,
mm-hmm.
take care of their family, have a shelter
mm-hmm.
to sleep under, maybe to buy their kids some new clothes once in a while.
Sure.
And, you know, be able to relax a little bit in the evening and not have to live in fear all the time of, you know, somebody breaking into their house. You know, this is the common stuff, I think. This is what most of the people in every country want, I think. All the rioting, flag burning, assassinations, blowing up marketplaces, all this, those are all like, those are the kind of the fringe group. Most people just want to be left alone and build their life.
I just want to do my radio show.
I just want to do my radio show. Exactly.
Have my coffee and
exactly.
You know.
I don't have the time or the interest to exert energy going around messing with people or starting wars or spreading hatred or There's just...
Yeah, because you got to fight that war.
Right, right. I mean, there's no... What's the purpose of that?
Kind of like the guy who went down there and shot those people in the church. He was trying to incite a riot, trying to incite a race, you know, tension.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And there are people like that, I guess. I mean, it's hard to believe sometimes. But
there are. And I think that, that all stems, at some level, that stems back to fear.
Yeah.
Because there's, and it's like, how do you act out on your fear? Do you try and quiet it and still it and figure out, you know, where your fear comes from? Or do you just let it boil until it releases itself at in rage?
And then it makes you, now you get all paranoid. People get all paranoid. Oh, God, Dutch haired cut dudes. Got to watch out for those, you know.
Right, right.
Guys with those kind of hair dudes. Used to be skinheads, remember?
Yep.
You see guys, any guy bald, you were like, skinhead, you know.
Right.
You were already judging people. It's the system, you know, the media teaches us that. Now the bikers, remember, they had that big shootout. I don't hear nothing now. It's all been hush hush. You know,
yeah.
They're probably there shooting each other down, you know.
Yeah.
And who knows, but.
Yeah,
but the bikers have this aura. There's something about being a biker in America.
Right.
No, we don't want to damage that image, you know.
You're a rebel, right.
Because it's kind of American-like. It's kind
right.
of like this. I don't know. There's something about bikers that has a mystique to it
mm-hmm.
for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, a lot of people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe the bikers did that. You know?
Yeah, there's some interesting information coming out on that
yeah.
scenario.
That was an interesting thing how that broke, how that played out.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
We'll leave that for another show.
Yeah. Interesting astrology correlations on that one too.
Well, where can people find you, Mark?
People can you can find me at Facebook. I also have a, you can find me at www.twofishesastrology.com. That's T-W-O, Fishes Astrology. And you can email me at twofishesastrology@gmail.com. Find me at Mystic Nirvana on their website, with Insights Radio.
Just all over.
Yeah, Two Fishes Astro on Twitter. Yeah. I'm pretty much everywhere.
Good. Well, let's take a break, and then we wind the show down, and then we'll call it a day. Be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Lunchtime Cafe. Because you ain't going to get no wisdom here.
And if you're just joining us, of course, we were talking about our favorite comic books right before.
Yeah. Well, we like to give a different perspective on life
yeah.
and different things. So hopefully you enjoyed the things we talked about. You can find us on withinsightsradio@gmail.com. You can send us a note and let us know what's happening, what's going on. And then you can go to our website, withinsightsradio.com, and, you know, check out what's going on and the lineups for the show. Past archive shows are there. And I will be gone on Thursday. I'll be leaving, so I'll be gone for like 10 days. So you guys will have the controls and be playing around on the switchboards and having a good time. I might even call in out of the blue. If you see a strange number, a series of numbers, that's probably me. Hey, Mark. What you doing, Mark?
You know, that's a question I had. When people call in internationally, I think their number comes through as the as a Skype number,
okay,
and not necessarily at, because my guest on my show last Friday was from the UK, and
came in as Skype 1111.
No, it came in as like a US phone number.
Oh, really?
So I was wondering if that was like the Skype's number for international calls or something.
That I don't know.
So, because I kind of left them sitting on hold for a minute because I didn't think that was him.
Well, you figured out after a while.
Right up front. I'm like, I better see who this caller is just because it's...
Hello?
Okay, that's my guest.
Is it you? Been waiting here. Hello, Mark. So, how would you like to say bon voyage today?
Oh. Why didn't I, you know... There's lots of, man, there's almost too many events going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep track of. So this, yeah, so you'll be going to Peru tomorrow night. We'll the two of us and Adriana will be on the Lion's Lair.
And the special guest calling in.
Agent
Smith.
I will have Cindy Riggs on my show Thursday. Mud Toe at midnight. At midnight on Friday.
Maybe Gary, I don't know.
Saturday. This weekend is Comp Fest. So I know we're... I think there's a little confusion on the dates and times on some of the stuff, but there's a drum circle at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
There's a drum circle Garcia's, too.
At Comp Fest. And then drum circle Saturday night at Garcia's. And
hosted by Adriana Arts and Mary Rathke. Wow,
girls
crazy
at
women.
The control.
Yeah, baby.
And then there will be free hugs at some point at ComFest.
Yeah, I think that's at 1 p.m.
Well, I saw it was set up for noon on Sunday.
Is it noon?
But I was...
Let me check here while you're talking.
That's what it said. I kind of messaged David earlier. It's like, wouldn't that be better on Saturday? So that it's like right before the drum circle and
mm-hmm.
have... I don't know how many people will go down. Both
I mean, you
days.
Can hug just as long as you just stand with signs. That doesn't really matter.
Right,
you can change it.
Right. And then, when Iggy's out next week, we will. We're still working on that. We may throw on some reruns, or we may have.
I think
some...
Monday will be a rerun for our main show that we have, and then. I think David might do a live show the following Monday. So.
Okay. And then,
check in with him again.
Yeah. And we will have whatever nights I am free, we will have. I'll grab some people and we'll have some live shows on next week. And so for Lunchtime Wisdom next Tuesday, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll either have a good rerun or you'll have me and somebody.
Yeah, you figure it out. It'll all work out for you.
We'll sort it out. So yeah, so I guess the main message is, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons you can find to not like somebody, or you can just, you know, try to love other people as much as possible.
True.
Because really at the end of the day, 99% of us want the same thing.
Yeah, we're all going through our own crap. So, we want to send you with a message of love, peace, harmony, flow. We just want you to go out there and just do the best you can. Because that's all you can do in any given moment. It doesn't matter what happens. So, you know... So just have fun with life. Enjoy it and do the best you can. That's all I can say. So for those of you who want to know about the free hugs will be, and it could change, Saturday, I think, 1 p.m. But
it's the invite I got said Sunday at noon. Okay. Okay.
Well, unless you guys changed it, I mean, but that's kind of what I have.
Okay. Well, I think that would work better.
Here,
the drum circles
I'll send you
at 2.
I'll send you the
on Saturday.
To share right now.
Okay. So regardless, there will be some of us at ComFest on Saturday doing stuff.
Yeah, you guys will have a blast. You'll have a blast, man. I'll send a private message to you.
Okay.
Then you and David can hash it out.
Yeah. It says Sunday at 12.
Yeah, maybe he's doing it twice.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
We will sort it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a fun rest of your day.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody who's tuned in tonight. Today, actually. I always say tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 6.
Much love. Peace out.
Ciao.
That's great.